Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and two-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Farmers Insurance knows that when you're in the car and that song comes on. No, not that one. Ah, yes, that's the one. You have no choice but to pull out your imaginary drumsticks and smash those cymbals and stomp on that kick pedal, which unfortunately is also known as the accelerator pedal. And we covered it. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
And it's time for another episode of Meaningless Activity. I will keep the intro short just so we can get on with Stranger Things. Obviously, one of the most unique shows available on Netflix, especially when it first came out. And I don't even know how to explain, you know, the show, right? So it is a horror show based in the 80s and pays an homage to Spielberg films and 80s television in general, with a complete cast of stereotypical 80s characters without being too corny. Personally, the first season I thought was better than the second, but I think the Duffer brothers have quite excellent career ahead of them. Speaking of their career, pretty much all short films, you know. And, you know, as somebody who used to be a short film producer, me, I thought it was pretty cool that they made it. You know, they did some work with Wayward Pines, M. Night Shyamalan stuff, right? But that lasted a year. And then they created something, right? That's what it's really about. So they wrote for Wayward Pines, and they executive producers of Wayward Pines. But they didn't create it. It was based off the book. Three books. Stranger Things, they created, so they owned every part of it. Therefore, they could be executive producers, writers, and finally, directors. And their direction style is what makes the show so great. Stranger Things, I mean, has really boosted their credibility. AFI Award Top 10 TV Programs of the Year won. Producers Guild of America Award Best Episodic Drama won. NME Awards, not as big deal. Best TV Series won. Shorty Award Best TV Series won. MTV Movie and TV Award, Best Show, won. Saturn Award, Best New Media Television Series, won. And there's a lot more. So, this is, I mean, you know, it's a turning point. It's a turning point in their careers. It's a turning point in all these young actors' careers. I mean, this is it. I mean, check, you're famous now. Congratulations for taking a chance. So as far as critical response, which I love to talk about on this show, because I only have 10 minutes. Season 1, Rotten Tomatoes, 96%, 82 reviews. Just to give you an idea, you know, we've been doing this show long enough now, that Rotten Tomatoes usually has like 30 to 40 reviews. This is 82 they pulled from, and it's still pulled that high of a number at 96%. Season 2, Rotten Tomatoes, 94%. And that's out of 139 reviews, which is insane. That is an insane number pulled from Rotten Tomatoes. They do not pull from that many reviews, ever. So, from a 96 to a 94, I think that is actually extremely accurate. Because it was still good. It just might not have been as good. But it was still great. It just might not have been as great. The New Yorker, quote, "This is astoundingly efficient storytelling. 8 hours that pass in a blink, with even minor characters getting sharp dialogue, dark humor, or moments of pathos." Los Angeles Times, quote, "For the most part, and in absolute defiance of the odds, Stranger Things honors its source material in the best way possible by telling a sweet and scary story in which monsters are real, but so are the transformative powers of love and fealty." Wall Street Journal, quote, "Matt Duffer and Ross Duffer, brothers and the show's creators, have done their homework when it comes to 80s cinema. Whether you're a fan of John Carpenter's The Thing or The Goonies is more your speed, there's plenty to like in Stranger Things." I mean, okay. They didn't do their homework. I mean, they lived it. You know, a little different. You don't need to be so weird about it. I think the only negative that came out that, you know, everyone pretty much was, of course, Barb. Barb was our, you know, one of the most popular characters on the show. And they killed her and they didn't really mourn her death in the first season. So, you know, as a response to that, season two had to address the Barb situation. I mean, you know, I wouldn't call it backlash, but there's definitely some penance that they had to pay and prove to us that the character Barb was respected, loved, and missed, which I guess a thank you for doing that. The actress Shannon Purser, I mean, I know her now as from Riverdale, so I'm glad that the actress has found a place where they're not going to kill her off. I don't think the Gargoyle King killed her. Last I thought she was in the hospital. Oh boy, I don't know. I might have missed Barb again. I don't know. So, what's to say, you know, about Stranger Things? I mean, the monsters are kind of, the monster's weak. In one and two, I'm just like underwhelmed by the smoke monster in two, and I'm underwhelmed by the, you know, the zombies in Last of Us as your villains for the first movie, or first season. So, you know, where's season three gonna go? You know, they released the title of the episodes, which they did last time. It was in December 2017 when they announced the third season was in the green light. And then December 2018. You know, that's when the titles came up. And I think, you know, you always try to guess based on the titles, right? Because that's what people do. That's what people do. And I have no idea. I don't know where they're going to go with it. I just hope they go kind of back to their roots. I don't, you know, I don't need a big smoke monster that is apparently the baby thing that he had. I don't remember. I really don't. The second season is kind of a blur to me. Winona Ryder, it's good to see her back in the limelight, even though she was shoplifting back, you know, 5 years ago. Now she's working at Radio Shack or whatever. I think that the series has kept me more than other Netflix series have. So kudos to that. And now, you know, it's a crucial season coming up. You know, because when you're trending downward, right? And they're also taking too long to come out. It should have came back out in October. That's, you know, that was kind of like their thing. And now it's coming out in July. And you're like, okay. What am I going to do for... what am I going to do for 8 months? So it's taking too long to come out, which is not good. Crucial time. Okay, so they really had to amp it up. Actors are getting older, too. You have to take that into consideration. So you need to figure out either if you're going to be able to do a spinoff after this season, because people are not gonna sound, look, or act right if you try to keep it the same. So, I don't know. Here we go. It's coming out soon. I'm not going to talk about it. All right.
Critics agree. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Rated PG. Now playing.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19. Excludes gift cards, today only and 2 day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.